people were pretty excited about Bit2Pod.
Yeah. Like I said, I onboarded one right at the table there. You know, he had his laptop, whipped it out, and here's how you do it. And he was on and couldn't be happier. The rest of the conference, he kept waving at me in the hallway when I was going somewhere.
Yeah, we definitely made an impression with that. Of course, the podcast AI assistant got some raised eyebrows. Said, well, everyone's doing it. Well, no, not everyone's doing it.
Not everyone's doing it the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
Nobody is. You're listening to Podcast Insider, hosted by Mike Dell, Todd Cochran, and Mackenzie Bennett from the Blueberry team, bringing you weekly insights, advice, and insider tips and tricks to help you start, grow, and thrive through podcasting. With all the support of your team here at Blueberry Podcasting, welcome. Let's dive in.
This is Todd Cochran, CEO and co-founder of Blueberry.
And I'm Mike Dell, the VP of Customer Relations here at Blueberry.
Well, Mike, we've been on the road quite a bit, especially you.
Yeah.
You went to the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky, and we both went to the Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles last week. So we got a little bit to talk about.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back to, I guess, what I would consider normal, at least the land of comfortable chairs and reasonably priced food.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dave and the rest of the support team are glad to have you back, looking at the volume of support tickets last week. So
they kept up, though, man. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, that's good, you know, and I'm glad that they were able to do, what, an eight-day run without you there, because you went down to talk to truckers, and that's kind of an interesting category for podcasting.
Yeah, well, what started it is one of our networks we have on board here is the Pod Wheels Network, which is powered by Radio Nemo. That's from Sirius XM. And so I went down there mainly to, you know, hang out with them for a little bit and to evangelize podcasting amongst other drivers, you know, both for listening and for creating. And it was great. I talked to quite a few people. Said, what are you doing here as a trucking convention as a podcaster, you know? And I had to explain to them, but, you know, we kind of did some guerrilla marketing and I wore a big QR code on my back that said, you want to start a podcast? Scan me, you know. We had a good time. I actually got another network coming. I won't say who it is yet, but got another network that I'm going to be moving probably later this week or the beginning of next week. So,
you know, when you were down there, you said you were running into a lot of religious podcasters as well, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of religious outreach to truck drivers. You know, almost every truck stop has a chapel, and they have an online presence for a trucking church. And, you know, some of them already have podcasts, but a lot of them are just doing YouTube or just doing, you know, video on their website or audio on their website. And, you know, way we can hook this up with drivers, because, you know, what are you going to do when you're driving a truck all day? You're going to listen to stuff.
Right.
And, you know, podcasting's perfect for that. So I did, drop a few cards and have conversations with these religious organizations. So I'm going to be following up with them, of course, and, get some more drivers or people that cater to the drivers on podcasting.
You did not run into Just Truckin'. It's a YouTube channel. They would make a great podcast. If anybody knows Justin over at Just Truckin' on YouTube, let him know we got our new Bit2Pod fired up, and he too can have an audio podcast. But
that's going to work out really good for a lot of people. Not only just truck drivers, but what is that?
Well, it sounded like you were on a CB radio there for a second.
That wasn't me. random noise, I guess.
It was aptly timed. You know, one thing, Mike, that we need to definitely, you know, have all our listeners consider is if you have a favorite YouTube channel that you think, not all YouTube channels would be great podcasts, but a lot would. So you as a listener, if you know of a YouTube channel that is would make a great podcast, you just, hey, let them know about our new Bit2Pod product. That got a lot of attention at Podcast Movement Evolutions. Matter of fact, we moved some YouTubers onto the platform there. So you got back from the trucking show, what, on Saturday, then flew back out again Monday, or what was your schedule?
Yeah, I got in about 8 o'clock at night on Saturday, and flew out the afternoon on Monday. So not much time at home there.
Yeah, we met up by the time you got in, I was already abed and snoozing there Monday night. But we were at Podcast Move Evolutions, greatly attended event. But it was, as we kind of predicted, it was more business to business.
Yeah.
And not as many B2P, as in other words, business to podcasters or B2C.
Yeah.
And we did talk to a fair number of companies there that, you know, there's always someone looking to integrate, and some of the integrations are more exciting than others. And we did talk to some networks, and there was, you know, even some overseas groups that, if those conversations bear fruit, we will have made the show worth the attendance fee and the high cost of drinks in the hotel. But
yeah, high cost of everything around.
Yeah,
there.
It's, you know, I don't, I, be honest with you, those of you who live in California, and especially in the LA area, I thought Hawaii was expensive, but holy cow. And maybe it was because we are right there downtown in the, you know, LA Live area.
Yeah, maybe that's right next to Staples Center and all that.
Yeah. But, you know, you and I were talking this morning, the cheapest meal we had there was a smash burger, and it was pretty good, but you know, it's still like $50 for two people. So
yeah, something slightly better than Burger King.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we had great conversations with partners, potential partners, and organizations that are doing podcasts. And of course, people were pretty excited about Bid2Pod.
Yeah. Like I said, I onboarded one right at the table there. You know, he had his laptop, whipped it out, and here's how you do it. And he was on and couldn't be happier. The rest of the conference, he kept waving at me in the hallway when I was going somewhere.
Yeah, we definitely made an impression with that. Of course, the podcast AI assistant got some raised eyebrows. So, well, everyone's doing it. Well, no, not everyone's doing it.
Not everyone's doing it the way we're doing it either.
Yeah.
Nobody is.
Other folks have integrated with other AI platforms that are constrained. We are not constrained. And if you're not using your free trial of the AI, just look for PAI in the dashboard menu and go do a free trial. Give us your feedback. Tell us if you love it, hate it, want us to improve it. Let us know. We want to hear from her. Of course, our contact information will be at the end of the show. But I think, you know, I kind of got back Saturday and Sunday. I had some financial stuff I needed to get done, and I just sat in front of the TV like a vegetable. So I was pretty much done. So
I didn't get in until darn near midnight.
Ugh.
On Sunday, so, and I got up.
Or Saturday, here, right?
Saturday night.
Yeah, and Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, I got up and went flying. So it was a punishment.
At least you did something productive. I'm taking a PTO day tomorrow just to do what I was supposed to do yesterday. So, that's kind of how it works sometimes. But
yeah.
We'd had a pretty full week there. And but anyway, Podcast Move Evolution is over. The next event, I think, is
London.
Well, we're talking about maybe going to another event in June. We'll right. know soon. Got to find out how much it's going to cost first.
Going to London in May.
I'm going to London in May and with Kathy, and then after May we'll be it'll be August before we have another event. That'll be the Podcast Movement event in Washington D.C., which many of you who are independent content creators will definitely want to consider. That's the main event.
Yeah, Evolutions is more industry, and sure. You do catch a lot of scuttlebutt, which is kind of fun. But
it was fun. Yeah, it was fun to watch scuttlebutt.
Yeah,
and the Podcast Standards Projects had a good meeting, and we named Sam Sethi our basically our spokesperson, an evangelist for the next year. So, yeah, and
whatever you call it, the forum or whatever, yeah, what do you call that?
The Podcast Standards Project.
No. The speaking gig I had.
Your panel.
Panel. Jeez, I couldn't think of that. So yeah, my brain's still not back from California.
There you go.
But anyway, the panel, that was probably one of the more talked about panels.
Yeah, it doesn't help. And one of the speakers said right off the beginning that advertising doesn't work.
Yeah. Advertising doesn't work. And then, of course, another person on the panel was all about advertising.
Yeah. So
it was fun to watch. I didn't get too many words in edgewise, but I tried.
He got kind of lively. But, you know, it's always good to have multiples of opinion. I mean, you take those opinions you value the most and set action items and and take a move. But I think just walking away from the event, I don't know if I've got any major takeaways. We're the ones that made two major announcements. Not a lot of the people made.
There were a few other announcements, but yeah, nothing that jumped out at me.
Yeah, nothing that was extraordinary. But well, anyway, it was an exciting podcast moment. We're glad to be back, and lots of work to be done this week, of course. But you got a big interview coming up.
Yeah, I sat down with our podcaster of the month for April, Cheryl Jones from the Thrive 55 Plus podcast, and we'll play that right after Todd and I sign off here. And she's got sort of beginning. She's been around a little while, and she had a really good take on why blueberry was what she chose, and the little discussion we had about why she picked podcasting over social media, YouTube, and other things. That was really good. So take a listen to that right after this.
Well, I think we've talked about our travels and what's been going on. And, of course, pay attention to the Blueberry blog at podcastinsider.com. You'll see all the announcements that we've made. And without further ado, here's Mike and our podcast of the month, Cheryl Jones from Thrive 55.
And Cheryl, thanks for being our podcaster of the month. This is Cheryl Jones from the Thrive 55 Plus podcast.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mike. I love podcasting, and I'm excited to talk more about this today.
Yeah, but first I have a little PSA for those of you that do interviews or record yourself at home. Wear your headphones. This is attempt number two at this interview, because my audio was screwed up because I wasn't wearing my headphones. So anyway, that's just a tip for those of you that actually do the recording part. So I know, we've gone over this yesterday in our we'll call that the pre-interview. How about that?
Yes, I love it.
But, tell us a little bit about your show. It's the Thrive 55 Plus. It's, I'm guessing, for people that are 55 and older.
It is. And I will say that I have heard from some of my listeners that they have shared some of my episodes with even their college children who are college age. So yes, my hope is to serve people who are over 55. However, I think a lot of the content that I am sharing is also universal and really can apply to any of us who want to learn a little bit more about mindfulness and how we can thrive as we age.
Yeah, for sure. And, I know a lot of the younger generation could use that advice as well. So very cool. One question I always like to ask, and thanks for giving me the idea, but why did you pick podcasting over, say, social media or YouTube or whatever as your primary way to get your word out?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. And for me, it kind of emerged. I'd been thinking about it, but it emerged kind of suddenly, later at the end of, last year. I had been, for years writing. I have two books and I've written a lot of blog posts, and I love to write. And in leading my meditations throughout the years and on retreats and such, people have always said, oh, you have such a soothing voice. And so, after trying lots of different ways of getting my message out there, my intention is, okay, so now as I am wanting to thrive and being in that age group, I'm in my 60s now, and really just what is the the most authentic way for me to get my message out there. And then it occurred to me that maybe it was time to combine these two skills, if you will, of writing and then sharing through my voice as an audio experience. And so that really was the shift that I made and just launched the Thrive 55 Plus show in January. So I'm still pretty new at this and learning every day, but so far I really love the medium of writing and speaking.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about audio in general, but podcasting in particular, is you do get a more intimate connection with your listeners, your audience. And, you know, because you're right in their head. You know, you're either on their earbuds when they're out walking or you know, doing dishes, whatever, or driving down the road, you know, hooked to Bluetooth in the car or whatever. But it's a solo experience for the listeners. And so it's really just you and your listener, almost like you're just talking to one person.
Yeah, and you raise such an important point that it's so personal. And so for me, that the way that I take that is it puts a lot of pressure on me to really develop high quality, like my very best. Like this is my best of. Every episode, I feel like I'm putting my heart and my soul and everything I think I know and really meticulously crafting how I'm saying something, because there's so many nuances to helping people to be healthy and well and body and mind, spirit, heart, soul. It's very personal. So I try to not have it be kind of like, with all due respect, just not fluff. It's like I've been in a wellness professional for almost 40 years now. And so that's what I'm drawing upon. And the other thing that I'm really excited about is, you know, maintaining that quality. So you raised a good point earlier about, you know, that developing that relationship. I'm very conscious as I am reading and writing. I'm very conscious about the kind of relationship that I am developing so that it feels very intimate with my listeners. And I want that same quality as I start to bring guests into the fold, to really keep maintain. That's my own goal, is to challenge myself and challenge my guests to really bring the best forth in and keep, be able to maintain that high quality that I believe is part of the Thrive 55 Plus brand that I am trying to create.
Right, right. Yeah, bringing guests on, you know, brings a different dynamic, obviously, but it's good to, you know, expose your audience to either like-minded or even, you know, maybe there's a little controversy there where you may not completely agree with your guest, and that's perfectly okay. You know, get more views out there.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really, I want to be able to reach as many people to help them to identify, you know, where in their health and well-being journey there is an opportunity for healing and flourishing, growing, and eventually thriving. And there are many paths to that. And I do believe that, you know, the podcast experience is a personalized one that really can help people connect with what do they need to be able to be healthier and thrive forward.
Yeah, that's a worthy goal, and so far it looks like you're doing well. I've listened to a couple episodes, and you have a good presence on audio. So yeah, good on you. That's why you're the podcaster of the month here at Blueberry.
Well, I love being on the Blueberry platform because it's simple. And, you know, it's like just the right amount of technology for me to handle, you know, in terms of uploading and managing and kind of tracking my episodes. So now I've got 6 and I love the opportunity to go in and look at my statistics and see how is each episode performing, and not to stress myself out, but just to know, you know, am I hitting the mark with my listeners? Is what I am sharing relevant for them? And I've been getting positive feedback. You know, people have said that sometimes they'll listen to an episode 3 or 4 times, and that they're, again, as I mentioned earlier, sharing it with other people. So those are indicators, in addition to the statistics, that I am on the right track. And so now it's really about, you know, getting the word out about this podcast and continuing to, you know, hold steady with quality.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, you know, about trying to make the tech disappear. You didn't say that. I said that. But, you know, with Blueberry being, once it's set up, it's pretty simple to just keep rinsing and repeating. And that's the, you know, that's the beauty of podcasting in general, because it is easier than some other tech, but it can be complicated. And that's where, you know, with us here at Blueberry, we like to mentor people and get the tech to disappear if possible. And, you know, I know I worked with you when you were getting going, and you know, it, I don't know, I really get a charge out of, you know, seeing people thrive in podcasting, just because, you know, I get to know you. I get to know, you know, I know a bunch of our customers. You know, some of them are techie and they can figure it out without any help. And a lot of them need a little push, and that's great. Like I said, we enjoy doing it.
Well, that was actually one of the big draws. A friend of mine who has also her podcast on Blueberry, Kara Bradley, actually recommended that I use this platform, and, you know, had shared that it was very easy to manage, and I'm learning. And so again, if I didn't have all those the opportunity to connect with you, I feel very supported, both, you know, from the team that's you know, supporting podcasters like me, but being able to have these one-on-one screen sharing work sessions. I'm a visual person. I think a lot of people are that way. And so being able to navigate the Blueberry platform with guidance and have you say, literally, click here or go to that column, go to that tab, was how I learned in the beginning, so that now I can manage with more confidence and more ease.
Yeah, I like to tell people you can screw it up, and I can help you unscrew it up. So don't be afraid to do stuff, you know? You know, so many people get on computers and it's like they're trying to defuse a bomb. Believe me, it's not going to blow up in your face. I promise.
Well, it's intimidating, right? We're faced, you know, and especially those of us over 55, you know, we didn't grow up with all of this technology. So, you know, every day having to, you know, remember your password, figure out a new platform. It is a stressor.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
Being and able to have help as you're learning something new, especially when your brain isn't used to doing it this way, is really helpful and encouraging. Again, as we want to age healthfully, intellectually, and to learn new things, there is an opportunity here as a podcaster. I find for me every day I'm learning something new. Yeah. And also learning to be more patient when things don't go the way I think they're going to go. So again, the challenges for all human beings, but especially over 55, when a lot of this is new for us, and I know have a lot of friends who are, you know, shying away from it. And it's like, no, 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 let's lean in because it's only good. There's only going to be more of this.
Yeah. The thing I've been saying to myself a lot lately is, well, I'm not going to beat him, so I might as well join him. You know what I mean? I draw the line at social media, though. I'm a minimal user of social media, but you know, it's a great way to publicize your podcast, and you know, good way to connect with listeners. So I do that. But anyway, so do you do any other social media? Any YouTube? Anything like that?
Well, I do have a YouTube channel, and it needs a bit of help. It needs to be reinvigorated. The platforms that I use the most are LinkedIn and Facebook. I do have an Instagram account, but again, that's another area where I need some help. So as a podcaster, I'm always identifying what is the best use of my energy. And at least in this first quarter where, you know, I just launched the Thrive 55 Plus podcast at the end of January. So I'm really only one quarter in, yep. You know, 3 months in. And so my focus has really been on content development. And I do send emails, you know, from my website to let people know that, you know, the next episode I release every other week. So I let folks know that, you know, it's available. So I'm still at the beginnings of being more strategic with my social media. And I think that'll come, you know, in the next few months. You know, you can't do everything at once. And I certainly did not want to sacrifice the quality of my content, especially while I was learning to be a podcaster. But as I'm building confidence there, I know that I will be, you know, like joining Facebook groups for, you know, people over 55, as an example, and doing more purposeful social media. But again, that's where the patience comes in for me. I realize I can't do it all, and I have to pace myself so that this remains to be something that I enjoy and doesn't become a burden or a stressor for me while I'm trying to help myself and my listeners thrive forward.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, only take what you can handle at one time. You know, I just started a new podcast myself this year and I went all out on it. I'm doing a YouTube channel, I'm doing video podcasting, audio podcasting, and it's a struggle. This is not without work. It's not hard, but you really got to put the time into it. And your content is king. And, you know, everything else surrounding that needs to kind of fall to the background. Again, that's why, you know, we like to try to make the tech disappear and then just make it a routine for the tech part and get it out there. And, you know, it's an audio medium, so you don't have to worry too much about visuals. But you know, you want your website to look nice, and you want your social media posts to have little pictures or whatever, and all that good stuff. And hopefully, we can help you with that as well.
Yeah, you raised a really good point, and we wouldn't know as podcasters. You know, and it's for me, it's like a new business, right? Podcasting is a very unique business.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
The different, you have to have a strategy and having comfort on the platform, which again, Blueberry makes that part very easy. And I have to say at this point, 3 months in, I feel confident with what I have to do to upload a new episode and, you know, publish my notes. And you've made it very easy for the player to show up on my website. So everything is completely connected now. So the less I have to worry about all of that, and also the shift that I'm making from the first few podcasts were me creating the content and recording it, as I move forward with guests, that's more of a conversation that I'm not creating the perfect, you know, content. It's more in the post editing piece that will create each episode. So I can see exactly how I'm going to have more energy, first by having the ease of the Blueberry platform, second by shifting from solo to interviewing guests is going to free me up to be able to work on promoting this podcast, which I created to, again, help people to heal and thrive forward after 55.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why did you pick 55 as the cutoff or whatever?
I think because I live in an over 55 community. So I thought, well, you know, I guess the world, at least here in the US, 55 is a number that you know, our social conditioning has taught us that you become a senior, whatever that means. So I just figured, I don't have to reinvent an age. I'll just go with, you know, what people are mentally prepared to hear. So it's 55 plus is kind of why I chose to go with that age.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm a few years ahead, above 55 here. So yeah, it was funny. I'll tell you a funny story. My wife and I went out to dinner and ordered a bottle of wine, and the waiter carded me, and then later on asked my wife if she wanted the senior discount. I was in the doghouse that night, but
oh my goodness. Yes, at least be consistent, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I joke with him. I said, I'm not older than dirt, just older than gravel. So.
Having a sense of humor, right? That's so important for a healthy aging mindset. And so I feel like as much as we're about learning new skills and identifying how we want to grow forward, we do have to have some humor and self-kindness.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, you are where you are, so you might as well make the best out of it, you know? You all got to start somewhere, and we all got to end somewhere. And, you know, I just feel that, you know, age is just a number. You know, you are what you can, you know, what you do, what you, how you think, and all that. And if, you know, you think you're old and you're going to sit in the rocking chair for the next 10 years, it's not as productive as going to do something.
Yes. And we have, so many role models, you know, so many positive role models for healthy aging, you know, people who are still working at 93 and showing us that you can, if that's what you, how you want to use your energy, we can always continue to find new things, to learn new ways of relating to people, new things to try, or go back to things that we used to enjoy, because we are in this, you know, sort of empty nest chapter where, you know, we do get to focus on what is important to us, you know, whether people were parents or not. This chapter of life does provide an openness and some newness and possibility, and we get to craft that. And so I hope that that's what I'll inspire people to do in my Thrive 55 Plus podcast. I know that's what I'm experiencing myself, being on Blueberry and learning how to be a podcaster. It's an awesome opportunity to grow and learn every day.
Yeah, it's great having you on here, and great to have you on the show and being the podcaster of the month. And hopefully that'll get the word out a little more for you. And I'm a subscriber.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Mike. Love being part of the Blueberry family and look forward to our continued journey forward.
So Cheryl, how can people reach out to you? How do we find the podcast?
People can find me at my website, thrivingwithcheryljones.com. And the podcast is there. You can also find the Thrive 55 Plus show on Apple and also on Spotify.
Yeah, and Podcast Index and all the new podcast apps over at newpodcastapps.com. That's one thing we do for you at Blueberry. But thanks for being on, Cheryl, and we'll have all the links in the show notes as well. Thanks for joining us. Come back next week. And in the meantime, head to podcastinsider.com for more information, to subscribe, share, and read our show notes. To check out our latest suite of services and learn how Blueberry can help you leverage your podcast, visit blueberry.com. That's Blueberry without the E's. We couldn't afford the E's.